What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you're listening to the Real Work Stories podcast, and I'm your host, Benjamin. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. And if you tuned in before, welcome back. Now, this is the podcast where I talk about all things customer service, from the customer to the corporation and everything in between. But before I get started, I got to say thank you to everyone for all your support for the podcast. Thank you for all the likes, shares, comments, downloads. I appreciate it. I only say it every episode, because I mean it every episode. And if you don't already follow me on Facebook and Instagram, make sure you do so at Real Work Stories Podcast. That's where you're going to find out about topics, episode snippets, discussions, and more. And on today's bonus episode, I'm going to talk about something that I've been hearing customers say for quite a long time. And I mean quite a long time, because y'all may remember I've said I've been working in customer service for 9, going on 10 years now. And you deal with a lot of things over that time. And I think in my case, I've had some pretty bizarre situations. And because of this, because of the types of situations I've had to deal with, because of the types of people I've had to deal with, the tone of my voice, I've been told, comes off as nonchalant. Like, it's to the point where sometimes customers take that and they think that I don't want to help them. And they're like, you don't sound like you want to help me with getting this fixed. And normally I would just, you know, brush this comment off my shoulder and just keep it pushing, because people say stuff all the time. I hear a million different things every day. But it got me to thinking, is it true? Have I been working in this field for so long that I just don't care anymore? But then I also realized, like, well, no, because I actually enjoy helping people. So it's not that I don't care about the people who are calling in when they need help, because I do care. I really do. And I thought about it. Thought about it some more. And I thought about it some more after that. And what I actually concluded is that even though I've been working in this field for all these years, and yes, the tone of my voice sometimes does come off as like a little sharp, you could say, I do want to help. And what I found is that the reason why my voice sounds like this is not because I don't care, but it's a totally different perspective for me. It's because I'm calm. Now, let me explain what I mean. like I said, I've been working in customer service for a long time. At least for me, it feels like a long time. And customers will call in hysterical, panicking, frenzied, and just out of control, because to them, they have a problem. And that problem is insurmountable. They cannot get over this. There is no way to solve this problem with a foreseeable resolution. It's like trying to, it's like skydiving with no parachute. Like, there's no way I'm doing this. Like, but it's like skydiving with no parachute while the plane is crashing. It's like, no, I can't. I'm not doing this. This is just bad all the way around. If I stay here, I die. If I jump, I die. There's just no way. Like, they just don't see a way out. But what they don't realize is that because I've been working in this field for so long and I'm hired by this company to answer these phone calls or do whatever it is that I do, this is exactly the type of thing that I've trained for. This is why this company has put me in the seat that I'm in. Like, to think of out-of-the-box solutions to help you see out a way out of a problem when, like, they feel like their back is stuck between, like, a rock and a hard place. Like, literally, that's in my job description. Like, and y'all have probably seen it. You go to apply for a job and one of the little bullet points when it says, you know, things that we're looking for in our employees or our family members here, they say stuff like, we're looking for people who can, you know, create innovative solutions to solve customers' problems. And I'm like, yeah, that's literally what I'm here doing. Like, I can't be on the phone panicking with you. That wouldn't be helpful. Because now we've got two people panicking and not a single one of them is actually trying to do anything to solve the problem. So, you know what that would turn into? A waste of time. If you get it, you get it. If not, don't worry about it. But that's all I'm saying. So what I would really like customers to know is that, like, when you hear people talking like this, it's not because they don't care. Because in a weird way, yeah, in a very weird way, I do care. I just don't have to be hysterical. I don't have to be bouncing off the walls and flipping out like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? No, code red, code 9, blue, go, go. No, I don't have to do that. I can keep my cool, stay level-headed so I can think clearly, so I can give you the best solution I have, and try to go, you know, out of the box to turn this completely dim and bleak situation around for you. Now, granted, I do have to make sure I'm not breaking any company rules or state or federal laws in the process. But again, that's why I need to be calm, cool, and collected. I cannot be out here sounding the alarms just because you're alarmed. Now, does that mean I don't think that your issue is important? Couldn't be farther from the truth. I actually do think your issue is very important because you called me. You obviously didn't know how to fix it yourself. So you called me. All I'm saying is, I don't have to be stressed out sitting in my chair because you're stressed out and your mental health is all discombobulated and has been since who knows how long before this call started. So, like, just sit back, relax. Try to stay calm. Let me help you. Because that's what I do. And again, it's if I didn't have this demeanor, then I wouldn't have the ability to, like I said, like I can't think clearly. If I'm going to lose my marbles, so to speak, after every additional detail you tell me. And this is the crazy part. Again, like I said, if you don't understand how much of a waste of time this is sometimes, because now I'm dealing with the fact that this customer's already told me they have a problem. And they're, you know, either they're crying or they're yelling, they're doing a combination of both. They're crying 1 second, they're yelling the next second. And then in the midst of that, they're also like, you don't sound like you want to help. Like, no, Ms. Jones, I'm going to help you. But I get it. It's a tough situation. You got some things on your chest you want to talk about. I'm going to let you talk about it. Go ahead, get it off your chest. But please don't think I'm going to respond to you with tears in my voice. I'm so sorry that happened. I can't believe. No. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm not. Now, is there anything wrong with those who do get very emotionally attached? Absolutely not. I've been there. But I cannot invest that kind of emotional energy every time somebody calls in and tells me their sob story. I can't. Because if that's the case, I wouldn't have any emotional energy left. Because it's one call after another. They all do it. And I cannot put myself on the line like that. But just because I didn't put myself on the line emotionally doesn't mean I don't care. It doesn't mean I don't want to solve your issue. I just am going to remain calm while I do it. Heck, that might work out in my favor, actually. The fact that I'm not calm, I just thought about this. The fact that I am so calm about this should give them a sense of confidence. Like, wow, this person is unfazed. Like, I've told them all of these things. And they, you know, they've already told me they can help me. They've already told me they got a solution for me. Yes, I have a solution. I had a solution the first 45 seconds of you explaining this thing that you've been talking about for 10 minutes. Because I didn't need to know all of the super particulars. I just needed to know like three basic things. You already told me that. You told me this whole story. I got what I need. Let's go ahead and fix this. I'm just not going to cry while I'm doing it. I'm sorry. Now, if that makes you think that I'm less of a human because I didn't cry when you cried, I'm sorry. But that's something that you came up with. You assumed I didn't care because I didn't have the same emotional response that you did. No. We're not doing that. I care. Like I said, I just don't need to be emotional and hysterical while I solve your problem. Even though that may be the way you feel, I don't have to feel that same way to solve that problem. You get it? I hope you get it. But y'all know how I do. I ain't gonna hold you. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Real Work Stories podcast. And if you don't already, please make sure you follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Real Work Stories podcast. And don't forget to like, share, and comment. Stay tuned for the next episode on Monday. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.